It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for October, and it turned out not to be a good week as far as the commodities were concerned. Late session selling pulled the markets to finish in the red for the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, the middle of October brought in a kind of a sloppy performance as far as the markets were concerned. We started off trading the commodities a little on the defense, but by the time we were reaching Thursday, we were seeing wheat holding some pretty good losses, mainly because of increasing production estimates in some of the major world exporting countries, which continue to cause some trouble for the U.S. As far as corn was concerned, we were seeing a steady performance, and soybeans actually were posting some small gains. But all that kind of turned on Friday with a few posts from the president and increasing tensions with trade tensions with China as they started to bring in more concerns or more restrictions on rare earth metal exports, and then also matching the U.S. export tax on ships coming into their ports, especially U.S. ships. And that sent the market a little bit into a tizzy, especially after a post from President Trump saying that he was going to implement 100% extra tariffs over and above what's currently in place on China. Of course, now that's still on hold. Over the weekend, some cooler heads came in to prevail, and we're still looking at the potential of having a meeting with Xi and a little calming of these tensions at the end of the month. So that's helping to support or at least bring some stability back into the marketplace. But it did cause the markets to sell off, and we are sitting now back down to some pretty strong technical support levels as far as corn and soybeans are concerned. If those levels can hold, they're just going to build and be that much stronger as we've approached that $4 level and the $10 level in soybeans. As far as for the week, we did see Minneapolis wheat drop 7 to 8 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 17 cents. Kansas City was down 14. Corn finished 6 to 7 cents lower, while soybeans were down 11 to 14 cents. Soybean meal lost $3 to $4. Soybean oil was a good performer. It only lost 8 to 15 cents. Canola did finish higher, about $2.50 to $4.50 higher. Meats continue to surprise everybody as they came back with a vengeance and rallied sharply higher, most of the contracts posting all-time highs once again. Live cattle were up anywhere from $7.50 to $8, while feeder cattle were up a whopping $18 to $20. Over in the hogs, we did see the market struggle and finish down a couple of bucks. As far as some of the outside markets, crude oil lost $2. Gold was up $107, trading at a new all-time contract high. The dollar was up over 1 full cent, 1.25 cents actually, and the Dow gained almost 1,100 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.